It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome, Indian fans. Another basketball game, another Saturday night. And hopefully have a chance to get in the W column here tonight. We got Dave Kalp and Brian Patch bringing the action from Mississinewa Valley. Nice little 25-minute drive right down 49.
So. Absolutely. Easy drive down here tonight, and I think we all have a little bitter taste in our mouth from last night that we'd like to clear out and get rid of that and drop a W in there and feel better come tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a little bit, last night. It was almost a mirror image of the girls' game with Coldwater. We were down. Actually, we led the first quarter.
Yeah, and then 10-6.
Second quarter, third quarter kind of went downhill for us. And, we had to make a fighting comeback, being down almost 20 at one point. And we fought back within 9 twice, 2 different times. And just couldn't get over that hump of cutting it into 9.
Kind
of
shot ourselves in the foot. Yeah, another possession there, too, to try to cut that lead a little further and put a little more pressure on them. And didn't happen for us last night. And tip your hats to Coldwater Cavaliers. They came out and made some shots and built a lead and felt like winning a ball game, and they improved to 2-11. Indians slipped back I thought about it a lot on the way home. Frustrating and what do you do? I mean, there ain't nothing you can do. They came out, they gave us the pressure like you talked about, stopped our 2 leading scorers, and we just didn't get anybody else to come in there and throw some shots down to open it back up, and we may see it again tonight. You never know.
Yeah, I know Mississinewa was there scouting last night. I've been in a few of those games. You feel helpless a little bit. Whatever you're trying is not working. Last night was one of those kind of firsts for me anyway, because I was, through that as a father with a kid who came home and who's very frustrated himself and felt like he let his teammates down a little bit. And, I know Coach Leverett talked to him a little bit last night today, and, I kind of told him the same thing and, told him that, hey, you tell Landon the same thing. Like, some nights shots just don't fall. And it's not you're not trying. These guys don't put in all the time and effort to go out here and not try.
Well,
it just, some nights as shooters, as Bob told him, and Bob is obviously a heck of a lot better shooter than I ever was, but, Bob's like, hey, some nights they just don't fall. But you don't stop trying. That's got to be our mentality.
No question about that, Brian. And actually, when we got home, I was telling my wife, I said, we had a terrible night of shooting. And I said, the reality of it was they weren't that great. I said, I bet we had a combined 12 air balls last night in that basketball game between us and them. And that's something, there's nights you don't see any. So it was just one of those freaky nights where the ball wasn't, it was just traveling away from the rim and nobody could make a shot. And hey, that's the best thing, like you said last night in the interview with the coach, best thing about high school basketball is tomorrow night you can get rid of it, you can come back and fix it. So let's hope the Indians do that tonight, and I feel pretty confident they will. I'm not sure what Valley's record is.
Similar to last night, I think they're 2-11.
Okay, so I think we'll come out, we'll play hard and try to get the lead here and maintain it. So we'll see. Once we know the JVs had a nice win, we got to come over here and watch the JVs play, and they ended up winning roughly by about 30, I think, it was a good game by them. Briggs Overman with a great game for the Indians. I think he had 17, Brian.
Yep, had a great performance, and let's come back and talk a little bit about that after we take a commercial break.
Very good.
If you're trying to come up with great meal ideas for your family this winter, let Wayne Street Market help you out. A great place to start is with their cube steak. Right now, it's only $4.99 a pound. Grab several packages and you'll have a good start for all kinds of meals. Cube steak and baked potatoes in a salad, cube steak and mashed potatoes covered with mushroom gravy, cube steak with hash browns and corn. Anything your family loves, you can get off to a great start with their cube steaks at only $4.99 a pound from Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Jim Melton, and we're taking on the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks at their place tonight. I know their record doesn't look good, but like most of the teams around here, you just can't think that that makes it easy. So I guess, how are we physically, and what do we have planned, if you want to let us in on a secret or two, or not?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Mississinewa, you throw their records out. They're going to play hard. This is a tough place to play. They're led by Matt Pisano and Max Deermeyer and Troy Woodbury. That's their three guys that lead them. You know, from a schematic standpoint, we're going to get after them a little bit, try to force some tempo, play a little different style, hopefully, than what we're acclimated to. But, you know, we're just going to try something different tonight.
Okay. Health-wise, everybody's good?
Yeah, everyone's healthy, ready to go.
All right. Let's go get them. And we appreciate you talking to us here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Be back with the rest of it after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here again at Mississinewa Valley. Fort Recovery innings are about 5 minutes away from tip time, or at least from the starting lineups, and then tip time from there. And Cappy, you're going to go through some stats of the JV game?
Yeah, the JVs, I tell you what, I'm just sitting here looking at some of the stats for the Mississinewa Valley varsity guys. But JV-wise, I think it was a nice win for the Indians. They've been struggling here as of late. Just couldn't seem to get a lot of points on the board, and tonight, finally, some things started to fall, and we played good defense, got a lot of steals. Mississinewa carried a lot of turnovers. You know, we watched the game, and gave us a lot of opportunities to score some points. And for the Indians, they were led tonight by Briggs Overman. He had 17 points. Nice game by Briggs. Caden Greasy had 7. Rex Leverett had 6. Troy Homan had 5. Reese Guckenbiller had 5. Rich Toby had a nice game. He threw in double digits. He had 10, and Alex Deuce had 3 for the Fort Recovery Indians. And for the Blackhawks, they were led tonight in scoring by, I think it was one of their juniors came down and played some JV ball. It was Aaron Hunt had 12 points. Dylan Wehrkamp had 4. Thomas Gower had 3. Ethan Groh had 2. And Daniel Hartzell had 2. Final score, I believe, and I don't have it wrote down, but I think it was, what, 53-21. Yeah, I knew we won roughly by 30 points. And congratulations to Coach Weitzel, and nice victory. I think that keeps us, I want to say, and I don't know for sure, but are we like, I'm going to say 8-7?
I'd say around there.
Something maybe a little better than that.
Yeah, it could be a couple games above.
Better than that. We started out like gangbusters earlier in the year, 4-0, and then things were, a couple players got moved up. changed the lineup for the JVs, and now they're starting to get things back together and playing good ball. So,
and well, we had a couple injuries, or at least one. I know Ross Pearson didn't play at all today. He didn't dress, and you know, I know he was doing some therapy today on his foot and having some injuries there. And so Alex Dew's got to start today, and then they were you know, as you said, switched up some lineups with Wyatt Grover out. Troy Holman didn't start tonight, and I assume saving him from some quarters for varsity.
A little bit of varsity action. Yeah. So, absolutely.
And Riggs, Toby, and Briggs Overman had a chance of an opportunity, and they took advantage of that opportunity.
They certainly did. And you know, Briggs, I remember watching his dad play basketball in high school, and you know, maybe not the Dr. J of Fort Recovery, but man, he was fun to watch, and he worked his tail off, and I really enjoyed watching him play basketball. He actually worked for me. Funny story about this: he worked for me when he was a senior. And he was in the ag program. He got off at noon, and he drove over to Salina, and we were hanging drywall. So it was me and him that afternoon, and we kept talking. We had a huge game that night with St. Henry, and man, we wanted to win bad, and we talked about basketball the whole afternoon while we was working, and I had him so fired up when we left, and I go to the game, and his first shot, I think, was 4 foot over the rim. And we had hung drywall all afternoon.
I just was going down through.
Yeah. And as soon as I saw his shot go up, I thought, oh, my God. So he didn't have the greatest game, but we laughed about it on Monday. And we ended up losing by a couple points. It was a heck of a ball game. Following week, we had another big MAC game. He came to work on Friday. I said, you sit your butt right there. You ain't moving. You ain't lifting nothing up today. And we ended up winning that one, so I take credit for that one. But we're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back here with the starting lineups and the start of the game here in just a little bit.
Trying to come up with great meal ideas for your family this winter, let Wayne Street Market help you out. Pick up one of their beautifully trimmed chuck roasts for just $5.99 a pound, then grab some potatoes, onions, carrots, green peppers, or some of their red, orange, or yellow peppers, maybe some celery, and you have a great meal, and plenty extra for leftovers the next day. If you're in a big hurry, head back to their deli. They have meals ready to go every day until 6 p.m. You'll find everything you need to make great meals for your family at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting a podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
And we're back here. They just introduced the Fort Recovery Indians and getting ready to do the Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks. And Mr. Kopp, you want to go through this?
Yeah, starting lineups here tonight. First for the Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks. They're going to be starting a 6'5 and a 6'3 in the middle, and then they got guards that are 6'5, 11, and 5'7 respectively. Dirk Dermeyer is number three. He'll be 5'7 guard. Troy Woodbury, one of their leading scorers. He averages 8 points a game. He's 5'8, and he's also a guard. Drew Anguiano. He wears number 14. He's a six-footer. And Matt Pisano, he's their leading scorer. He comes in. He's a junior. He's 6'3 forward. He averages 13 points a game. And Xavier Manning, he'll be in the middle. He's 6'5. He wears number 25 on his jersey. For the Indians tonight, they're going to go with Cale Rammel. He's a 6'6 junior. Logan Homan, 6'4 senior. Landon Post is a 6-foot junior. Daniel Patch will be a 6'7 forward. He's also a junior. And Troy Homan will be starting at guard. He is a 6-foot sophomore. So we're getting ready for the tip-off. Cale going to take it up here against, probably against the big 6'5 young man, Xavier Manning from the Blackhawks.
Interesting that I talked about last night, but the Anguiano kid played baseball with Cal and Daniel when they were younger. So nice little start for the Indians as Cale Rammel tips it to Logan Holman and goes straight to the glass, but gets it knocked out of bounds on the Blackhawks, so Indians retain the ball.
Yeah, it was a real good start right there. Nice tip by Cale. I think that was a little eye contact, and Logan kind of took off for the hole, and he tipped it right to him and got it knocked out.
And deflected ball, and will be Indians ball. Well, last night we were in the band, Calpy.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
And we're one possession away from being in the game.
Spencey last night put us 4 feet from the snare drum. I knew how to play the drums better than he did by the end of the night.
Yeah.
And tonight, nice move, Daniel.
And tonight we're in the game.
And tonight we can make the, we can tell them if they want to run man zone, whatever. We are on the floor, baby.
Nice little move right there by Daniel. And actually, that was something we talked about today at home, was using that move, and I'm glad to see him do it. So drove middle and spin back to the baseline. Cale Rammel gets the shot at air ball.
Well, you can't yell at him the rest of the night now. He's got that under his belt.
Wide open three for Cale Rammel and long off the glass. Good look there by Cale, who was face guarded all night. Still had 14 points, so Blackhawks trying to push in transition and goes through the hands of Manning. Out of bounds.
Turnover number one of the game. Oh, and Judy coming in the ball game for Troy Homan now.
43 seconds ticking off the clock there. Looks like Blackhawks are going to be in a 3-2 zone. A little lob pass to Cale Rammel. Goes up high.
Oh, very nice.
Lays it in. I know we practiced that pass all week, and Landon Post delivered every single one in the bucket himself off the pass. And so a little off target, but Cale was able to lay it in right there. Nice little backdoor play. Wide open three for the Blackhawks. Misses it. Daniel Patch corrals the rebound. Goes ahead to Cale Rammel.
There's no doubt I'm going to be putting the stat down here, and the ball's going to hit me right in the head. You better be keeping.
I'll protect you.
Okay.
Indians, great ball movement right now, inside out against the zone. Daniel Patchett, short corner to Logan Holman. Nice little jumper off the glass, misses it. I like the ball movement, though, by
Daniel.
Yeah,
that looked much better, didn't it?
We'll get great looks off of that. Blackhawk pushes in transition, misses it. It is Dermeyer. They get the tip on a loose ball tip in the backcourt. Anguiano on the left-hand side over to Manning. Indians are in a man-to-man defense tonight. Drive by Anguiano. Misses it. Loses control. Daniel Patch with the steal. Daniel hands off to Cale Rammel up top. Blackhawks back in the 3-2 zone. Daniel has Owen in the corner. On the right-hand side. High post to Cale Rammel. Nice drive in there. Gets blocked. But they call a foul.
Looks like it could be on Pisano, number 20.
Yep. Already, you can tell it's a different ballgame tonight for the Indians.
Yes.
And really, be honest, the whole reason why is we're not being pace guarded, you know, with our two leading scorers. And anyway, I think we've had, what, three trips now, and Kel's able to touch the ball every single time, yep, with not being face guarded, and so exactly, we can get in rhythm there.
Yep, that's exactly right. He makes his first free throw to make it 5-0.
All Brothers free throw line, good to us tonight so far on the start. Hits two. One thing I would like to ask, I don't know if I can request this or not, is they need the individual scores up there.
Must be something broke. Yeah.
That's nice, having that.
Yeah, it's something we get used to seeing, and yep, noticed at the JV game.
They didn't nice deflection by Kel Ramo on defense. Gets a steal. Daniel over to wide open Owen. Judy, think about that. Hit that. There we go. Way to push ahead, Indians. Good hustle by Logan Holman. Owen just came up a little short.
A little short. Got a great look at it.
And Logan hustled out there.
I'd love to see him shoot that shot every time down the floor.
Oh, I'd take it every time.
Yeah.
Indians in a 1-3-1 defense here. Wide open three on the backside air ball. Logan Holman with the rebound. Right now, outlets to Landon Post. Push that in transition. Picks his dribble up at half court.
Thought
he had Logan Holman streaking and decided to turn it down. Owen Judy with the drive. Kick outside to Daniel Patch. Finds short corner to Kel Ramo. Shot fakes. Turned down the shot. As you can hear Coach Melton in the background yelling, get him organized. Nice little curl screen for Kel. Goes up long. Gets his rebound put back in. Nice. Good. Offensive rebound put back for Kel Ramo. 8-0 start Indians here with 3 minutes off the clock in the first quarter here.
Six quickies for number 22, Kel Ramo.
Yep. K&L Tractors first quarter scoreboard. Nice cut by Pisano inside. We got lost on a backdoor cut. Is able to lay it in.
Yeah, nice cut by him, and they found him, and he laid it in.
Right now, it looks like the Blackhawks are in the man-to-man defense. They're trying to turn over by Landon Post up top. Pisano with the steal, comes down. A little contact, nice. They don't call it. A little finger roll, scores the bucket, no
nice
foul.
Nice scoop shot by Pisano, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it was. He has a little knack for scoring here. You say he's their leading scorer?
Yeah, I saw a little stat there before. He was their leading scorer, averaging roughly 13 points a game, 13-something.
Nice slip screen. Find that in there, Kel. Kick out for Landon Post on the left-hand side. Open three. Good. And that's a good start for the Indians. Landon Post on a nice kick out from Kel Ramo on the inside.
Those are the shots we needed last night, you know?
Yep. You know, and that's basketball.
You betcha.
Dermeyer driving baseline. Gets cut off by good defense by Landon Post. Anguiano drives in there. Hard off the glass. Gets his own rebound. Kel Ramo
with
the block.
By Kel.
Nice shot fake by Pisano.
Pisano now with 6 points.
It is all six of the Blackhawks' points. That young man can score. Drive for Kel Ramo. Kick out for Daniel Patch for open three. Misses it. Logan Holman doing some nice work on the offensive glass.
And that's what we missed out of Logan last night, too. We got beat on the boards, and we couldn't get our offensive rebounds, you know. And we kind of got accustomed to that the weekend before. And last night we didn't get them, and that's basketball, too.
Yeah, because I, you know, that's just trying to think back. I'm not sure, and Logan misses the first one on the Hall Brothers. I'm not sure how many times we've been out-rebounded this year. Well, it hadn't been many.
I mean, I would say twice, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say
I'd
it
say
hasn't
maybe
been many.
Bakkens and Coldwater last night.
Second one up for Logan Holman. Line drive, no good. Defensive rebound for Drew Anguiano. Pushes ahead in transition. Ah, nice find. Backdoor cut for Xavier Manning for the lay-in. 11-8, Indians lead. High post pass from Owen Judy to Daniel Patch on a nice cut. Swings it over to Troy Holman on the left-hand side. Kel Ramo dribbles off his foot. And, yep, over and back.
Yeah, court. I think that's the right call. I think it went off the side of his foot.
It did.
I thought if he's going to say it went off of Musinawal's, we got a break here. But good call by the official, and that's a turnover for the Indians, their second of the first quarter.
Indians shift to a 1-3-1. On defense, drive by the baseline Manning. Strong baseline jumper. Kel Ramo with a rebound. Stop. Thinks about a three. Turns it down. Throws it over to the left-hand side to Caleb Evers. Caleb looking for an open man to throw to.
Good look, Caleb.
Troy Holman now has the ball. Trying to get organized here. High post feed to Caleb Evers on a back cut by Owen Judy. Nice pass.
Yeah, nice job by Caleb. Good find. Owen Judy with a bucket.
Which is a five-point lead for the Indians. 13-8 with 2 minutes to go on the clock. Anguiano lets it fly for three ball. Good. Nice ball movement for the Blackhawks against our zone. Troy Holman triggers the ball in bounce, and Pisano is able to knock it out. Still be in his ball. Troy's dribbling up against man pressure here by Dermeyer. Similar action to what we just had. Troy Holman goes up.
Foul.
Probably got fouled, but
still
no call.
Got in there. Nice job, Troy.
Good finish, Troy Holman.
Yeah, Troy Holman got hammered there, cutting through the lane, and still made the shot.
Three on the backside. Strong shot by Woodbury. Misses it. And I think Xavier Manning's able to
Manning
that
with
up.
The board and the putback.
Right now it's back and forth. Something we got to make sure we try to clean up is we got to get some stops here. Can't go on runs if you don't get stops. Daniel Patch finds Kel Rem on the backside skip pass. While open three long. Daniel with an offensive rebound, passes it to Troy Holman. Fumbles it, dribbles back up. Kel Ramel drives in, kick over to Daniel Patch. Nice pass in to Kel Ramel, give and go. Power up there, Kel. Misses it, gets his own rebound.
Gets fouled.
There's a way to work on our side.
Yeah, we worked our tails off there, and Daniel found a wide open Troy, and I wish he'd have just took it right back up and popped it in, but he found Troy, and Troy got it covered up in a hurry, and worked out, though.
Well, hopefully here it does. We got to get some points first.
Yeah, right.
Cal Ramel goes to the Hall Brother free throw line. Hopefully we can capitalize on this with 52 seconds.
We know Cale's going to make them, like we said.
This is the first one. We get Landon Post and Logan Holman in to replace Daniel Patch and Troy Holman. Kale has a chance to hit the second one here. And good on the second one. Little reward for our great ball movement that last possession. Woodbury quickly up to number 24, just checked in. Davian Trump. Back on the other side. So Trump drives baseline, goes up and gets blocked by Owen
nice
Jr. or Logan Holman.
I think it was Logan.
And then we throw an outlet pass, goes
right through Landon's hands.
Yeah, right to Coach Milton. That's not a guy you want to pass to. not that he couldn't hit a shot, but unfortunately he's not wearing a jersey right now.
That's pretty funny. Not the guy you want to pass it to.
Nice ball screen up top. Deflect the pass, but Xavier Manning's able to recover it. Nice little left-hand
great move
shot.
Right there by Manning. Give him six on the night.
That was almost a copycat move with Caleb Evers.
Yes,
was
it was. Nice left-hand little unblockable shot.
Little jump hook. Indians lead right now 16-15 with 10 seconds to go on the clock. Landon Post has it on the left-hand side. Drives in. Turn the corner, kick out to Owen Judy. Open three. Nice kick out. Short on it. Logan Holman up with the rebound. Gets a jump ball. Call with 1.8 seconds to go on the clock. A great offense for the Indians. Just a little short.
Yeah, that was another good shot by Owen. And again, we'll let him shoot them all night. He just needs to get rhythm and knock them down.
This one all throws up a three-quarter runner and a little short.
Boy, we gave him a pretty good open look at that.
We did, didn't we? Too good of a look, actually.
I think so, too.
All right. K&L track the first quarter scoreboard. Indians lead 16-15. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
And we're back. So how did swimmers do today?
Hey, we finished fourth in the MAC. Coldwater girls won. Coldwater had a bunch of senior girls, and they were fast swimmers today. And Coldwater was first. Brazil's was second. New Bremen third, and then the fourth right there. It was very close there for second, third, and fourth, and girls swam hard. A lot of girls did some personal best today. I know my daughter finished fourth in the 200 free. She took 4 seconds off her time, which is
wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And, you know, there was a lot of people there, everybody screaming and hollering, and everybody was swimming, but everybody did. So she was kind of positioned in there at fourth place, and that's what she finished. And it's kind of fun to watch. The only thing, you know, you walk in there, it's 6 degrees as you're walking in, and it goes from 6 to 96. My glasses steamed up. I didn't see anything for about a half hour.
You're hoping it was good.
Yeah, exactly right.
But Indians trigger the ball in. It'll be ours to start, going from left to right. And our second quarter scoreboard is Fall Mechanical scoreboard here. So Danny Patch has the ball, looking for Kel Ramo inside. Wide open three for Owen Judy up top. A little short. Landon posts with a rebound. Put that up, Landon. Goes up high and lays it in
nice
off the
job,
glass.
Landon
Post is having himself a nice little ball game here with 5 points.
Give him five.
We're getting good looks again. I like our offense. Those things will fall for us.
Oh, yeah.
Xavier Manning hits a baseline jumper. I think Scott Report might have said let him shoot, but that looked pretty smooth.
Yeah, I'd say get a hand in his face.
Kel Rammel, three to Landon Post on a pass. Nice kick out. Goes long and deflected off of Miss Cinewall's hands. So the Indians ball underneath. Miss Cinewall's coached by Ishmael Anguiano. He was one of our assistants when we were coaching that team.
Is that right?
Yep.
Nice. And
great
nice
guy.
Play.
Kel Rammel on a little lob pass out of bounds. Was able to score. Pushing that lead up to three for the Indians. 20-17.
Tell you what, we've had it there several trips down the floor, and they knock one down and answer right back.
That's a smooth looking pull up, just a little long. Logan Holman with the rebound. Pisano missed that. He's a nice player for them.
Oh, I agree.
He looks good. Oh, and Judy will shake and bake up top. Swings it over to Kel Rammel. The left-hand side to Daniel Patch. Trying to get Kel coming off the flare screen. We hit it. Backside, nice cut for Landon Post. Gets blocked on the backside,
nice
though,
right
by Pisano.
Pisano with a block.
Durmeyer pushes in transition. A little floater. Misses it. Daniel Patch with the rebound. I like this Indians team pushing in transition with Owen Judy. Head to Landon Post. Back to Owen Judy. Wide open
one
three.
Time.
Oh, in and out. Offensive rebound. Logan Holman gets fouled. I think we're the best when we're in transition.
I love it. I love going up and down the floor. Can't keep up the stats, save my butt, but it's okay.
You know, we got some athletes, and you get them a chance to run. You get Owen in transition. You get Kel in transition. Logan quick to clean up some stuff like that.
Logan with 6 rebounds already with only a minute and a half off the clock here in the second quarter.
They would hit the first
cleaning
one.
The boards up.
Most of those are probably an offensive end, not?
I know at least three, yeah.
Gets rewarded hitting that free throw. Second one is up and good for Logan. Senior's having himself a nice ball game here. Durmeyer receives a high ball screen from Pisano. Cuts through. One bad thing sitting down here. I can't see the officials right in my way. And then Coach Milton standing. Now I feel the pain of some people of years past when I stood up the whole game. Missed shot, and Owen Judy gets a rebound. Outlets to Landon Post. Swings it over to Kel Rammel.
The
over
entire
to
bleacher section was empty behind you when you coach.
Nice try by Logan Holman. Gets fouled. He'll be going to the free throw line. Good strong take by Logan. That's something you never thought about. Band's looking pretty good right now, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
From last night.
Things right in the road.
Good
three in a row, Logan.
And he's looking good on that free throw line. Looking smooth. Hopefully makes a living there tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. He's good. Indians 6-9 from the free throw stripe already.
Kind of a contrasting difference from last night.
Absolutely. Make it 7-10. 70%.
Caleb Evers checks in for him. Giving that young man a break. It looks like it's going to be a full timeout called by Mrs. Sittle.
What was your goal when you was coaching for the boys to shoot free throws? 70%?
Our goal was always at least 75 or higher.
75
as a team.
Yeah.
As a team.
As a team.
Yep.
That's not bad.
Nope. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here to start the, not the start, but I should say in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Indians right now on an 8-2 run. Come out in full court pressure, changing it up. Nice break by the Blackhawks, but able to miss the shot.
I think there was a little mini block right there by Caleb Evers.
Daniel Patch, open three. That looks long. Push ahead in transition. Back comes Mrs. Sinewall. Dermott has the ball. Walked with it. No call. Being guarded by Troy Holman here. As the Indians go man-to-man. We've been doing a pretty good job, I think, of switching up our defenses here. Nice drive by Manning. Throws it up off balance. Daniel Patch with the rebound. And gets called for a foul by Manning reaching in.
Indians doing a good job on the board so far tonight. And I will say this, the Blackhawks are pounding the boards too, and we're doing a good job of boxing out.
This is Sinewall coming in a man-to-man matchup here full court. Kel Ramo has the ball, goes by Pisano. Drives in, kicks over to Caleb Ubers. Caleb throws into Daniel in the high post. We get some cutting action. Kick over to Kel Ramo on the right-hand side, goes one-on-one. Powers up on a reverse, gets blocked, and they're going to call a foul. Mrs. Sinewall players are not real happy with that call, but not sure if it was a foul or not, but
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I mean,
he definitely drove the baseline. He put his hand up. He was going for a reverse layup, and
Kale hits the first one on the Hall Brother free throw line. Couple Blackhawks subs coming in. Anguiano back in for the Blackhawks, as well as Jake Loy, 5'11 junior, checking in, I think, for the first time. 25-17 Indians lead with 4:48 to go. Second free throw up and good.
Indians now 9-12 from the free throw line.
Full court press by the Indians. I haven't seen this out of us at all. 1-2-2 with Daniel on the top. Open three for good for Dermeyer, hits the back of the rim and sets there and just falls in. We get the ball into Caleb Evers in the high post. Gotta make sure you square up there, Caleb. Try and hit some cutters if you could. Ball screen by Caleb and a roll by Owen Judy. Skip pass over to Daniel Patch. Back up to Troy Holman. High post flash again. There we go. Now your face is up.
Nail it, Daniel.
Nice pass in to Owen Judy. Up and gets blocked from behind. Caleb Evers up. Misses it and lays it back in. Owen's holding his head.
Yeah.
He got fouled there, but no
Caleb
call.
Evers get the rebound and put back.
Yep. Ready to stay with that, Caleb. And Rihanna has the ball up top. Thinks about three. Swings it over on the other side of Woodbury. Nice ball screen.
That's going to be a foul on Troy.
Yep. Using his body on defense there. And gets called for the blocking call.
He gave him a pretty good wallop.
Looks like Landon's going to be checking in for Troy and Logan in for Caleb Evers. And Coach Anguiano is going to take a 30-second timeout. Indians lead 28-20. Want to stay right here?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What else did you do today? Did the girls win today?
They did. We had our
Christian, right?
Yep, Troy Christian. I think it was 38-31. Varsity got a win. Our 7th and 8th grade boys won, I saw. And our 7th grade girls lost in the tournament play up at Delphus. I got a little inside report on that one because Stella's a manager on that team.
Oh, she is. Okay.
So if we remember, Justin Furks, our former superintendent, his daughter Michaela plays for New Bremen. She had 25 of their 31 points.
Justin Furks' daughter plays at New Bremen.
Yep.
No kidding.
Yep. for 25 of the 31.
But
stones,
he is
superintendent of Bethel.
Yeah, Bethel. How far is that? Bethel to...
They live in, I think, Anna, actually, district. The kids go to New Bremen, I believe. So, a lot of action today. But a lot of wins there. Hopefully, we can continue that tonight. Our JV boys got a win here today. And hopefully, our varsity can do that. Our swim team had a good day. A lot of PRs. So, good day for the Indians. Blocked there by Cal Raymond defense. Landon Post is able to retain the ball. Push it ahead there. You beat Mankell. Make him stop you. Nice. Oh, dump down to Owen or Logan Holman. Drive over to Owen Judy. Stops. And they're going to call a charge. Yep. Owen Judy with the charge call. That was one of those where he stopped, drew some contact on Anguiano, but I think he was already falling back before he got
hit. I think he was flopping just a smidge, yeah.
It was close.
Talked him into it.
Donnie Wertkamp agrees with me, by the way. He said he was falling before he got hit. So.
Is that what Donnie said?
Yep. Now there's another blocking call on Owen Judy. That's two quick fouls. This is one thing I like to see, though, with Owen, is keep your composure a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, every call is almost the end of the world call, almost. And I think that's kind of how he got his tee last night.
Probably so.
A little frustration, and, you know, that's part of it. Human, you know, as much as we get on the officials sometimes, they are human. They do make mistakes some, and got to be able to have that composure a little bit.
Yep, got to keep it groovy.
Blackhawks are working the ball around. Deflected pass. Logan Holman was still pushing the head.
Holy cow, he makes this.
That is a heck of a move by Logan Holman right there. A little acrobatic move.
What in the world? He had a Missinawall Valley guy on his left and his right. He's trying to dribble in between them, and he makes a scoop shot. Tremendous shot.
Drives baseline and probably gets a little block.
I think Logan
rocked
that one too, yeah.
Cal Ramel gets the ball. Push ahead, Cal. Power that up and takes the finish.
Going all the way. Nice job. 22.
Nice strong move by Cal Ramel. Able to get the finish right there. And he's going on a little run right here.
Yeah, give him 13 on the night. Cal having a nice game. He had 14 last night. He got a couple threes there in the fourth quarter and helped his average a little bit. Long threes, if I remember right.
Yep. Very acrobatic move by Logan Holman. It reminds me of the acrobats we saw last night. My kids couldn't stop talking about that thing.
They're from Troy.
Yeah. How good were they? Holly, if you're listening, you got to get those people at Fort Recovery.
Top, what was it called? Top Rocks.
Yeah, that was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
It was. It was awesome. Actually, I talked to Bubba Stogler today, and Bobby said that he said, "Yeah, they're from Troy." Like he knows everything.
He does. He's like, or thinks he does.
Well, you never seen him before?
Yeah.
I said, "What? No, I've never seen the Pop Rocks before."
They were good, entertaining.
The human jump rope.
Yeah. Turnover on Blackhawks. Landon Post picks up the loose ball. Cal Ramel has it now, pushing ahead in transition. Spin move. Kick over to Logan Holman. Getting organized right here as Coach Melton's yelling. Cutter action. Wide open three. Cal Ramel.
Nail. Nope.
Misses it. Logan Holman tracks it down. That young man's having himself a ball game. Nice pass to Troy Holman. Good. Backdoor layup. Great play by Logan Holman to Troy Holman.
Good cut by Troy. Logan now has 6.7 rebounds.
Having himself a night. One way to get some playing time, earn that. Baseline drive, yeah. And
might have got him a little bit with the hand coming down. Yeah. Pretty clean on the shot, though.
Cal Ramel with the call and the foul. And looks like Troy Woodbury, 5'8", junior, is going to go to the free throw line for two shots. Indians with a minute 50 to go on the second quarter scoreboard here. Have a 35-20 lead. First free throw is good for Woodbury.
Woodbury's first point of the night. He averages 8 for the Blackhawks.
Oh, and Judy checks in for Cal Ramel.
And their first free throw of the night.
Second one is up and good. Pushing ahead in transition. I like that. We almost a chance for a layup. Wide open three for Owen Judy, though.
Got a baby.
Great shot for Owen Judy. You know, that happens because we push it up. They're disorganized in transition. We hit Landon.
They didn't get set up.
Right. Owen's man has to go help on Landon. He throws it right back to Owen, and Owen hits a three. And that doesn't happen if we don't push it.
I agree. We didn't do it one time last night.
Nope.
Did we?
Nope. Probably saw a turtle beat us one time down the floor.
Yeah, we did. It did seem like one of those games.
A little different story tonight. So think about it. We only got 38 points in this halftime.
Yeah, one more than we had last night.
it was out of bounds on the play, and so Blackhawks take it out underneath our basket. Drew Anguiano powers up in there, giving us a 14-point lead with a minute 15 to go.
Oh, that was an easy.
Nice ball fake for Logan Holman. Looks away as he's driving. The defense leaves him. He lays it in off the glass.
Great move by Logan Holman.
Turnover on the Blackhawks. Owen Judy. Who steps with the ball? Block. Owen Judy turns it over and is able to recover and gets a block. Outlets to Troy Holman. Troy's getting trapped. Throws over to Owen Judy. Drives baseline. Pass over to Logan Holman. Possibly travel. No call, but
yeah,
does turn it over.
It away.
Pisano has it. A little rugged right now. Both times trying to push it. Holy cow. Deep three. For Dermot.
That was right in front of us. That was a 34-footer.
Yep. And he misses it. 26 seconds to go on the clock. Ooh, about lost it right there. The Indians are able to recover. 20 seconds to go on the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Looks like we're going to take one shot here. High ball screen. Backdoor cut, Owen. We can't land it. Landon comes off of a double high ball screen. Owen's man has to help off of that. He's sitting in the corner. We're able to hit him on a backdoor cut, but it does get deflected. Daniel Patch does check in, replacing Troy Holman. Trying to get one more sub in for Kel Rammel. Going to replace Logan Holman. 11 seconds to go. Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard.
Logan getting a nice hand coming out of the game. Well deserved.
Yep. 40-24 Indians right now. Hammer himself a quarter. Laying the post over to Daniel Patch. Coming up for Kel Rammel off the screen. Drive in. Little floater. Good nice. For Kel Rammel. And Miss Sinewall throws up a half-court shot. A little long for Dermot.
Great quarter for the Indians. Nice half for the Indians. And they lead 42-24 at the break. Nice job.
That was a outburst of scoring for the Indians right there.
No doubt.
We will take a break and we'll be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Full-time production positions start at $15.25 an hour. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
And we're back in halftime here with an Indian scoring outburst.
26 points in the second quarter's got to be one of our best quarters of the year, Brian.
And, absolutely.
And it was fun to watch. And I think a lot of it has to do, like you said, pushing that ball up the floor and not letting Massinawal get set up in their half court defense, finding the open guy and making the shots, knocking him down. And that was fun to watch, wasn't it?
Yeah, Massinawal changes defenses up a lot. And so you know if you don't get something in transition, you got to pull it out and see what they're in before you get organized. And so, you know, we're kind of taking that away because we're just pushing in transition and they're left scrambling, and that's how we've been able to score.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, you can't go back to last night and try it against Coldwater, but bottom line is we've got more points already at halftime tonight than we did in the entire game last night. For the Missinawall Valley Blackhawks, they come in here and we're thinking they were like 2-11. They're led in scoring by Xavier Manning. He's got 8 points so far on this evening. Matt Pisano, one of their leading scorers, he's got 6. Drew Anguiano's got six. Troy Woodbury with two. And Jake Dermeyer with three. Indians dominating the boards, out rebounding them 19-8 so far in this evening. Blackhawks are 2-for-2 from the free throw line. The neat thing about that is that we are 10-of-13 from the free throw line. We got to the charity stripe 13 times in the first half compared to their two. Massinawal's turned over the ball seven times. Actually, they settled down quite a bit. They had four turnovers really quick right there in the beginning of the game, and then they kind of settled down. They have, take that back, they have seven turnovers. Indians with six. And for the Indians, they are led in scoring by Cale Rammel, having a great first half. He's got 16 points. Logan Homan's got eight. Owen Judy with five. Landon Post with five. Troy Homan's got four, and Daniel Patch has two. Logan Homan's got seven rebounds and 8 points, having a great first half of the ballgame. Like I said, they're 10-of-13 from the free throw line, and right now it looks to me like things are going the way Coach Melton wants it.
Yeah, you know, it's just what a contrast, you know, and I'm happy for the players, and you know, not that this thing's over, it's far from over, but
certainly,
you know, I'm just happy that, you know, we're kind of forgot last night a little bit, and maybe we've learned a little lessons from last night, and you know, maybe our coaching staff did a little bit too, maybe change a game plan there somewhat, and you know, adjustments are being made and kids are playing, and you know, not every shot is falling like tonight, you know, just like last night, but the kids are responding well, and that's what you want to see. You know, things aren't going to go your way, and it's easy in life if that does, and so, you know, I'm happy that our kids are coming back and playing hard and doing a lot of positive things. So
yeah, I thought we played a good first half of basketball, and seriously, you know, it was a one-point game at the end of the first quarter, and all of a sudden we just kind of cranked it up and turned it on, and like you said, went on a scoring spree and put 26 points in there in 8 minutes. So hats off to the boys.
Yeah, maybe the Parkway third quarter might have been another game that I'm thinking off the top of my head that we possibly put up close to 25 or so points in that one. We were down 16 in that one, and we came back and took like an 11-point lead or so in that third quarter. So, you know, that was a big scoring output. But otherwise, you know, we definitely had an offensive performance. And the other part that's good that you've mentioned too was everyone, well, we're sharing the ball well.
Oh yeah, we're scattered it around. Everybody's getting their looks and getting their shots off, and that's when it's fun to watch. You know, the other action last night in the MAC, we'll talk a little bit about the New Bremen Cardinals and the Versailles Tigers, and that must have been one whale of a ball game. Double overtime, and New Bremen comes out on top, I think, by maybe five or six. And you called a five-point Versailles win. I called a close one for New Bremen, and it was exactly what we thought. They went down to the wire, and I saw some of the stats. For the life of me, I don't know how New Bremen pulled it off. They were 15-of-30 from the free throw line. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So I ran into Matt Konecki this morning getting a cup of coffee, and I said, ooh, you're going to have some mad customers today. And he's here tonight, and I talked to him, and he said, yeah, they're disappointed they lost, mostly because it was an MAC game.
Right.
And he said, I don't think that they really thought a loss was going to hurt them, but they didn't want to lose that MAC game. So he said maybe it'll keep the boys, unswell their heads a little bit maybe. But he said, no, he said nobody was really mad. He said they certainly thought they had their opportunities to win. They just didn't get it done. So,
well, obviously, because it was a double overtime game.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so both sides had a chance to win. And, you know, that's how it is every Friday night.
Well,
you know,
it is.
You got to play well. I mean, that Coldwater team's
showed us last night.
Right. But on top of that, you know, the week before, they're playing Versailles, again, number one team in the state. And they have a lead in the fourth quarter.
Right.
So.
So, you know, Coldwater's going to have to be a team that you're going to keep your eye on, because they obviously are getting better game by game. And they had a nice game plan last night and, you know, put it to us. And we just weren't quite 100% prepared for it. And by golly, tonight we come out and show them, hey, we're going to play some ball. We're going to get back on the winning track and try to get win number 11 here tonight.
Sounds good. How about we take a break and we'll be right back.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
I thought I had a great plan there, Brian. We're back here at Blackhawk Gymnasium here. Second half getting ready to go underway. Indians lead by 18 points, 42-24. I tried to mic up Coach Lover right there.
That would have been cool.
That's what I thought. I thought he was going to do it, and he's like, dude, I can't do that. I'm like, what do you mean you can't do that? Cord's going to reach all the way over there. It's a piece of cake.
And I did some games 2 years ago like that.
Yeah, absolutely. No troubles with that whatsoever. Indians coming back. I look with their starting lineups, and looks like we got Owen here. Owen starting the second half instead of Troy.
You know, that's the great thing about baseball when they do this spring training stuff and they mic up the players. I think they should do that all the time.
Oh, I agree. I love seeing them. All-star games, too.
Yeah, you get an inside perspective of it. Blackhawks almost turn it over and able to retain the ball. Landon Post is coming out here and pressuring hard. Almost gets the turnover. Anguiano has the ball on the right-hand side. Looking to Manning inside. Defended well by Logan Holman on the perimeter. Woodbury has the ball up top. Swings it over to Manning. On the right-hand side. Over to Pisano. Drives baseline. And nice a little pull-up.
Patient move by him.
Yep. Oh, and Judy's facing some hard pressure there by Woodbury up top. Daniel Patch has the ball, swings it over to open on Judy, wide open three. Landon Post with a rebound, kicks it over to Daniel, back up top to Logan Holman, skip past the open Cal Rammel, open three there. A little long, Logan Holman with another rebound, drives in, and they're going to say stepped out of bounds. Not sure what the scouting report is, but that kid closed out very short on Owen Judy and gave him that open three.
Yeah, what was the deal on that?
I mean, he missed it, obviously, but I don't think I'd close out short on Owen Judy too often.
Right.
Like he was playing the drive. Miss Sinewell has the ball inside. Xavier Manning drives in. Possible travel, nothing. Finds an Anguiano cutting. Back tip back. Dermeyer for open three. Misses it. Owen Judy skies for a rebound. Minute and a half off the clock. Throws ahead to Logan Holman. Back to Owen Judy up top. Looking at a little create one-on-one. Kick over to Daniel Patch. Swings it back to Cal Rammel. We have Owen Judy posted up inside. Deflected by Woodbury.
Leading rebounder for the Missinawa Valley boys is Jake Dermeyer. 5'7 guard. Got four.
And all those rebounds are out of his area. He's pursuing the ball.
20 feet away from the bucket.
Because there's no way he's going up over anyone. Landon actually could post up. Owen has the ball. Swing pass over to Daniel. Back up to Landon. Kel Ramo on the drive. Nice little dump down inside.
Oh, sweet play.
Give and go from Daniel, or from Kel Ramo to Daniel Patch, and lays it in. That was a great little set.
That was a great little set. Helps your field goal percentage when you can shoot layups.
That's old school basketball, too. All right, now open three for Pisano. Not sure how we're getting switched on that, but Daniel's getting caught on their best perimeter player. That's twice now that's happened. I don't like that matchup for us. Oh, and Judy has the ball on the left-hand side. Roll there, Kel. Coach is going to take, Coach Mel's going to take a full timeout right in front of us, and we'll take one with them. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
And we're back. JV's had a big win coming over here to Mississinawa, and they won 53-21, and they were led in scoring by Briggs Overman with 17, the freshman, and Riggs Toby had 10. Think about that. Those two didn't start or haven't started a whole lot this year.
Came up with 27 points.
Yeah, and they came up with half our points. Yeah. You know, Coach Weitzel threw them in tonight, gave them a chance with some injuries and things going on. With Troy Holman started tonight in the varsity game, so we had two guys down with Ross Pearson and Troy Holman out, and those two stepped up and had half our points.
They're going to be happy. That's for sure.
So, and varsity right now with 5:33 to go in the third quarter. Kalp Pharmacy scoreboard is 44-29 in his lead. Oh, and Judy drives. Spin move splits the defenders and gets fouled on the shot. That's tough.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
I mean, obviously, we're always biased towards the Indian side, and I'm going to say that's probably not a foul.
If that was a foul right there, then last night's could have been 140 fouls in that game.
Bubba Stalls would be upset because it would be 1 o'clock in the morning time we get home instead of 11.
I'll say one thing. I do know why he keeps the book now. Look at the seats he's got. That's unbelievable.
Oh, I don't think he gets all this. He don't get all this stuff. He don't get all that stuff we get.
Maybe not.
Neil takes care of us. But
yeah, okay.
He's able to hit both free throws there?
Well.
Or I know he hit the second one.
He hit the second one for sure.
We were talking and missed the first one.
Absolutely, we did. Hands up, good
hope. Right now, Indians are in man-to-man defense.
Yeah, he made them both.
Yep, good. Anguiano has the ball up top. Swings it over to Manning. Trying to get Durmeyer coming off of that. Logan Holman with the steal. Over to Kel Ramo. Cut there. Nice pass back to him. Thinks about three. Drives in. Kick out to Kel Ramo. Swings it over to Daniel Patch. Back up to Kel. Hits Logan on the high post. Hand that off. Owen Judy wide open three. I like that. A little strong. Kel Ramo crashes it. Manning comes up with a rebound. I think he has about 8 rebounds now.
Well, he's been hitting the boards. I only got him down for 4. But it seems like it.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Jesus.
That was a Brandon Pardon shot right there.
That was in Union City, Indiana.
He's on the state line. He shot that one.
He might have been 2 steps, 3 steps inside a half court and launched that sucker. And long rebound. And Manning's able to come down with the offensive rebound. And Daniel fouls him. So he'll be going to the free throw line. That's one of those. It's kind of hard to rebound because you're not expecting a kid to pull almost a half quarter.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, he hit it from knocked it down from the Blackhawk right here, behind the Blackhawk.
Manning is able to hit the first one. Caleb Evers and Troy Holman check in, replace Landon Post and Logan Holman. Indians cling to a 16-point lead. Kalp Pharmacy third quarter scoreboard, 4:27 to go on the clock. And he takes his time and hits the second. Push ahead. We have a break. Yeah, attack that, Owen. 1-on-1 against Manning. Nice Euro step. Lays it in on the finger roll. Pushing ahead in transition. We've been good in transition tonight.
Maybe that's what we did, a little subbing there. It seems like we're doing a lot more subbing.
We are. You know, and that's one thing that if we get a foul in the Indians as they try to throw the ball inside, you know, Daniel's a big kid. He's had about three or four games here in a row. He's played 32 minutes.
Really?
And, you know, he's came out three times here tonight.
Yeah, that's...
And, you know, that was one thing Coach asked him. I know the guys today was, hey, are you guys... You okay leg-wise? And on Saturday night, especially, it's Owen Judy gets a steal, but it's nice to get some legs, you know, after a tough Friday night game.
Right.
So, Troy Holman drives in there. Nice little shot fake. Scores for the sophomore.
Troy Holman with six now. Nice bucket right there. Man, I tell you what, there's something... The kid can jump.
Good defense by Rex Leverett, who just checked in. And that's a kid I like to see get some more varsity time as well.
He got a lot last night there in the fourth quarter after Owen got his tee and set out. Oh, get in there.
Cal Rammel hits every part of that rim on a three-pointer and goes in.
Give him 19 on the night now.
Counts the same for three. 53-31 Indians. Plus, you know, we're back to that. Keeps our legs fresh, and now we can run and transition a little bit. Missed three for the Indians. Long rebound again. Manning's able to track it down. Pisano drives in. Rex Leverett tries to get the charge called. No call. Cal Rammel's able to get a rebound. Double team. A little body contact. Push that, Cal. Behind the back attack. Pull up 15-footer. Misses it. Rex crashes the glass. Going to get called for an over-the-back
call.
Over-the-back,
yep.
But again, fresh legs, able to crash, gives yourself a second chance there, but can't fault him for that hustle.
Well, I think that Rex is probably going to be a big part of the 22-23 season, and you know, he's definitely done well in the JVs, and got to get him some experience. I agree 100%.
Very athletic young man there for a sophomore. Way more so than his father ever was.
Well, he's so much cooler.
Yeah. God bless Jackie. Nice little spin-around move for Pisano right there. Kind of gives a little clap at Cal Rammel. That could have been a taunting attack right there.
Well, I think them two have been kind of battling there. I've seen them a couple times kind of banging a little bit and talking. So
That was a tough turnaround Jay against Cal. Cal's a good defender. So we get the ball inside to Owen Judy. That's a tough fadeaway right there for
behind
Owen.
The backboard.
Yep. Caleb Evers is doing Caleb Evers things and goes after it. Gets called for the reach-in foul, but... I love his hustle. Troy Holman tries to pull him up, and Caleb pulls him down. Troy, you got to go two hands against Caleb Evers if you're going to pull him up.
I hate to say it. You're not going to pick up 300 pounds, my friend.
Troy Holman comes out. Cal Rammel comes out. Caleb Evers comes out. And if you can hear the applause, it's for senior Riley Heiser. Daniel Patch checks back in, as well as Landon Post. So we got Owen Judy and Riley Heiser on the floor. Daniel Patch, Landon Post, and Rex Leverett. Nice steal by Daniel Patch on the crossover.
Yeah, good hands by Daniel.
Owen Judy's pushing ahead. In transition, ball screening there. Daniel go high off the high post. Pack him now, Owen. You got a big man on you. Clear out, let him go. Swings it over to Riley Heiser. Hits a streaking Landon Post. Daniel catches it and throws it back up to Owen Judy. Misses it. Misses Sinwall, collects the rebound, pushes ahead in transition. Woodbury a deep three again and hits that one. Even that one was a deep three.
Yeah, give him five on the night.
He definitely has confidence to pull it deep. 53-36 Indian lead with a minute 30 to go. Owen swings it over on the other side to Landon. Hits Daniel Patch.
Come on,
wide
Daniel.
Open three. Hit one of those. And that's good for Daniel Patch.
I was just the last possession. I thought it's time for Daniel to knock a three down. And he came down and knocked her in. Give him seven. Five and a half here.
Pisano catches it. Nice head fake. Up and under move. That kid can play. I like him.
Absolutely. He's got 15 in the books now. He averages 13. And he's got that and more.
That kid can play. Minutes to go on the clock. Indians have an 18-point lead, and we turn it over. Anguiano steps in a passing lane. Yep. Rex Leverett tries to get a block from behind, and they call the foul. And Anguiano gets himself a three-point chance opportunity right here as he hits the bucket.
I'm going to blame that on the pass.
Yeah.
And he kind of telegraphed that pass. He stepped right in the lane, and away he went.
Yeah, it was kind of nonchalant. He's kind of swinging it across.
Wasn't a good chest pass. It was just kind of a one-handed push pass and gave him too much time.
Yeah, you can't make those against anybody.
No.
Cal Rammel checks in to replace Owen Judy. Logan Holman checked in as well to replace Caleb Evers, I believe. Drew's able to complete that three-point play. Throw it ahead, Landon. There we go. Get him in transition. Kyle Ramo is attacking and goes up and finishes with the left hand. That's at least three times tonight. They've scored a bucket on a free throw, and we've got a layup on the other end.
Yep, we beat him down the floor again, and Kyle Ramo now with 21.
And right now we're up 17 with 40 seconds to go in the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. But I'm wondering if we're finding something out here a little bit about ourselves, that we might play a little bit better in transition.
I hope. Well, it's worth a try again after tonight.
Right. 24 seconds to go on the clock. As Cinewall's working around, trying to maybe go for one shot here, but Woodbury does have it about 28 feet. He's in range. And gets picked by Logan Holman, pushing a transition attack. And Logan throws ahead to Riley Heiser. Shot fakes, let him go by. Nice pass to Landon Post.
Yeah, nice job.
Riley Heiser with the assist. Landon Post with the bucket. And half-court heave as the buzzer goes off.
Another good quarter for the Indians.
Yeah, it was. Great finish right there with Riley Heiser dumping it down to Landon Post on the backside. Cal Pharmacy third-quarter scoreboard has the Indians looking at 60 and Mississinewall 41.
Have you tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field, or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
What was that about?
Oh, I'm just listening to the announcer. He said that the 8th grade Lady Blackhawks are undefeated.
Well, the varsity team's pretty good.
Yeah, in basketball, yeah. That's pretty impressive.
They got something rolling here.
Yep.
So it'll be Indians ball. Start the fourth quarter. 60-41 lead here. Daniel Patch has it on the other side. Nice slip by Logan Holman inside. Powers it up, misses it, stays with it. Shoots it again, but misses it. Landon Post, good hustle, but it, yep, goes off of Miss Cinewall's ball right in front of our bench. Great hustle by Landon to give us a second chance. That was a great slip by Logan Holman and Daniel
Found
him inside.
It was
inside.
A set play, no doubt, because we come out of that to start the quarter, and Logan went right to his spot. Nice job, Kale.
Kale Ramo on a backdoor cut by Owen Judy. Finds him. Draws his man on the drive. You know the other thing, too, and it's different when you're being played man versus being played a triangle and two, but nice up and down. He just double dribble. Yep. Nice move if you could have double dribble.
Yeah, no doubter.
But great head fake on the up and down move. Just took an extra step. But as I was saying, and when you're playing, being played man, you can penetrate more and you have that more luxury and freedom. You're not driving into a double team every time. And so we're way more aggressive here on the offensive end. Another slip for Logan. Instead, Daniel throws it over to Landon or Owen. Wide open three, misses it, but Cal Ramon back taps it.
Got to give him a rebound on that, don't we?
Owen drives in, kicks to Daniel long, and tips it back. And Manning's able to save it. I like that little screen coming up by Logan and is able to slip it.
Well, he's getting some open looks, isn't he?
Yeah, because Daniel's big enough at 6'7 to throw over the top of that and hit him. Hopefully we go back to that. Open three for Pisano. Misses it long. Daniel Patch career corrals the rebound. Throws it over to Kel Ramo. Kel, one-handed pass to Logan Holman. I've seen that in the fall a couple times.
Yeah, we did.
Ah. Logan Holman has it and throws it back up to Kel Ramo, and Pisano comes and steps in front of it, and Kel tries to bat it away.
That was a good pass. First turnover of the half here for the Indians.
That's one we're trying to throw it back up. I think getting organized in the offense, and Logan possibly could have just tacked the basket right there. Dermeyer receives the ball screen. Well defended by Landon Post. Anguiano thinks about a three and throws it to the official.
Struggle onto the ticket, lady. Their fourth turnover of the half. Indians now only with one. 6 minutes and 30 seconds to go here in the game.
well, clean played by the end. This coach has got to be happy with that.
Yeah, I agree.
And the pass has it in the high post. Dribbles over. Nice post entry pass to Owen Judy. One dribble, power up and scores.
Daniel's got to be our leading assister.
He is. Sees the floor well and helps being 6'7", but being able to know who to throw it to, when to throw it to. His size 15 just got a steal.
Is he going to do a call of travel? Oh, he was out of bounds. Okay.
He tried to cross Daniel over and it went off his foot. And Owen slides and tries to get it on the loose ball.
So you sticking with your Chiefs and your Rams for tomorrow night, big boy?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I don't think I'd change either.
How about the whole Tom Brady thing? So,
what's Tom Brady then?
You didn't hear that today?
Nope. Got nothing.
Adam Schefter comes out with a report that he retired.
Really?
Yeah. But then Brady said it's not official. So I saw that he's unretired, retired. Oh, and Judy picks off a one in transition. That's a wild Euro step. Lays it in, misses it. Troy Hillman goes for a loose ball after Owen misses the Euro. Woodbury gets it, drives in, dumps off to Manning, finishes it in transition. But yeah, supposedly he retired. That was the report. Everyone's wishing him happy retirement and all that stuff. And then they came out and supposedly said that he hasn't maybe officially retired. So
way to go, Adam Schefter.
Yeah. Troy Hillman drives in, a little step back move, and off the glass. Nice drive and finish by Troy Hillman.
Troy Hillman having a nice game here. He got 8 points and...
That was a sweet little move by Troy.
I'm not so sure he's not 4-4.
Steal by Daniel Patch. Throws ahead to Cal Rammel. You have runners. Throws ahead to Owen. Throws it back and lays it in. And he's looking good in transition right now.
I think they like it, too. They're having fun.
They are. I don't know if you remember this. One of the best plays I've ever seen here. 2009 and 10. Michael Garkey in transition. Deep three by Woodbury, misses it. Xavier Manning gets a rebound. Michael Garkey drives in. Three from Mississinewam and goes off of Anguiano on the offensive tip. No. We're saying off of Caleb Evers. Be Mississinewam ball underneath. Michael Garkey goes in to shoot a layup. Throws it off the glass, and here comes, I'm thinking, Michael, miss a wide open layup. Here comes Greg Colley out of nowhere and slams it. Two-handed.
Game. It was a play.
Yeah, it was a play. Those two.
Something they weren't going to tell coach about?
No, which I was okay with, but, you know, it was one of those things Mike always said, hey, if I'm in, I'm going to throw it off the glass. You come get it. He did.
You should get 2 assists for that because you gave up a layup. You should get something.
Nice ball move by the Indians right here, being patient. Oh, backdoor cut.
Oh.
Nice little play. Caleb Evers tries to hit Daniel Patch. Had his man beat, but his man recovers nicely, does Manning.
Caleb tried to pull it back. Yep. He had too many RPMs on them arms already.
Gets a turnover. Mississinewam has the ball inside. Manning looking, going to work. Tough turnaround jump shot. Caleb Evers with the rebound. Push it, Indians. We get in transition. Kel's going to walk it up, though, with a 25-point lead here. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter
scoreboard. Yeah, I think we're going to start seeing some subs here.
I would think so, too. Nice pass. A little hard, though. Daniel sees Kel Ram on a streaking backdoor cut. Just overthrows him a little bit. We've got a lot off of that play tonight, too. It's a wall ball here. Manning looks to drive to the left side. Tosses it over to Anguiano.
Is that not a double dribble, too?
And I assume they're calling the first one. Foul by Torrey Holman on the reach in. I'm assuming the first one, they're saying he didn't catch it cleanly.
Okay.
You know, sometimes in the JV game, you saw that same play Rex did, and they called a double dribble. Exact same play. By the way, two of the same officials in this one did the JV game. They didn't call it. So... Yeah, I think that's one of those kind of left up for interpretation things. Did he catch it cleanly?
Didn't have a possession of it.
Yeah. Anguiano, nice dump down to Dermeyer inside. Misses it on the wild shot there. Troy Holman with the rebound. Pushing it in transition. Nice Euro.
We got hammered.
Yep, they don't call it. We got that Euro step down tonight. I like that move. Rex Leverett replaces Daniel Patch, and Riley Heiser checking in to replace Kel Rimmel.
Giving those two, probably done for the day.
Yep.
Good day for the boys.
Yep.
My question is there. So what is, you know, and we're guilty of it too, but I can never figure out why we. Oh, nice inbounds play.
Nice slip by Caleb Evers off the back screen on Owen Judy, and Troy Holman finds him for a dump down. 70 points for the Indians, 43 for Mississauga.
Could never figure out why they threw that ball into their smallest guy on the floor. They threw it to him underneath the bucket. And, you know, what's he going to do with it? I mean, I don't know if that's a set play unless he's looking for an open shooter outside, but that was one of those plays that had always drove me crazy, why we ended up with the ball with the smallest guy below the bucket.
Not really sure. Mississauga gets fouled on the drive. Does Woodbury? We always had our point guard take it out because usually he's the best passer and probably one of the smartest players on the floor. So he was always our trigger man.
First miss of the night on the free throw line for the Blackhawks. There's one. 6-7. Yeah. Not bad.
Oh, nice.
Wide open.
Nice one-handed pass. No look pass from Owen Judy Riley Heiser.
Riley Heiser on the board, folks. 72 points now. That is the longest three-pointer I've ever seen.
Oh, my goodness. He seriously is 1 foot in across half court and lets it go.
I mean.
Air balls by about a foot and a half to 2 feet. Wyatt Grover checks in to replace Owen Judy.
Owen had a nice game. Owen coming out with 13 points.
So
Kale finishes the night with 23.
Nice good night for him. Good Troy Holmes is on the floor. Riley Heiser, Rex Leverett, Caleb Beavers, and Wyatt Grover. I think we got one more young man there if we could get in. Be Riggs Guggenbiller. I can't see anything.
Well, Grover takes a three. Okay. And it comes out and gets smacked out of bounds by Rex. Goes back over to the Blackhawks with a minute 49 to go.
The officials took a stop right in front of my view there.
I don't mind this seat. I'm kind of getting accustomed to it.
Yeah. You giving any advice yet to Coach Miller right here?
Well, we tried to mic him up, but that's a travel.
Yeah. Well defended by Riley Heiser. Turnaround jump shot by Woodbury. Misses it. Durmeyer gets the rebound. Smallest kid on the floor.
Durmeyer with a 7th rebound of the night.
5-7. Catches it, dumps it down to Pisano inside, dribbles back out, throws it to Anguiano. Nice little spin, reverse move. A little English on that off the glass.
Absolutely, he did.
A little up and under on the opposite side of the rim.
Give him 9 for the night.
That's a tough hit right there with a spin like that. Okay, Leavers has the ball in the high post, throws over Wyatt Grover. We have Caleb back inside, throws it over to Wyatt Grover. And we're going to take a subbing timeout right here to get Riggs Toby on the floor, replacing Troy Holman. And Reese Guggenbiller replaced Caleb Evers.
Nice game for the Indians tonight, folks.
Yep.
Nice rebound game from last night. Get rid of that ugly taste we had in our mouth.
Grover has the ball up top.
Wyatt being your neighbor, he shoots a lot of ball outside, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yep. See him shooting outside all the time.
Him and Daniel have chucked up some shots and rebounded for each other over the years.
Yeah, I believe that.
Anguiano drives and misses it, and Rex Leverett gets a rebound. Goes over to Riggs Toby, who had himself a nice JV game, scoring 10 points. He gets rewarded with wearing a varsity uniform. Got a dribble there, Rex. Closely guarded. 16 seconds to go. Mississauga holds back.
Looks like they're going to wrap it up. It's going to be a ball game.
Waiting for the time to tick down. Indians are going to win 72-46. And the buzzer goes off. Indians get their 12th win of the season. We'll take a break on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard there. We'll be right back to get some wrap-ups.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Sorry about that. The shut the scoreboard power off, and our power went off.
I don't like that one bit. I don't like that one bit. But, hey, Indians come away here tonight with a nice victory, and I think Coach Melton's going to be happy he comes out here tonight. You know, obviously he was a little disgruntled last night. But tonight the Indians put it to the Blackhawks, and the Indians are going to improve now. They're going to have their 12th win. Massinawag probably going to drop here now. We're not 100%
sure. 2-12, we
think. 2-12, but they got some players.
Yeah, they do. Pisano kid was nice. Anguiano kid did some good things.
Yeah, they got some players. And we'll go over it a little bit here. For the Massinawag Valley Blackhawks, they were led tonight in scoring by Matt Pisano. He had 15 points. I said earlier in the game he averages 13, so he had a nice game. Xavier Manning had a nice game. He had 13 points and 8 rebounds. And both those players are nice-looking players. Drew Anguiano had 9 points. And let's see here. Troy Woodbury had 5. We did hold him a little bit under his average. Jake Dermeyer, leading rebound. I wasn't quite leading rebound. He had 7 rebounds and 3 points at 5-7. All over the floor tonight. They ended up with 5 turnovers in the first half. 7 turnovers in the first half, I'm sorry. And 5 in the second for a total of 7. And they were 6-7 from the free throw line tonight. Nice job for the Blackhawks to finish there at the free throw line of 6-7. For the Indians, were led tonight by Cale Rammel. Cale had 23 points, followed by Owen Judy. He had 13. Logan Hohen had a nice game. He was had 9 rebounds and 8 points. Landon Post had 7 points. Daniel Patch had 7 points. Troy Hohen came in. You know, he started the game for Owen right off the bat, but I think he was 4-for-4. He had 8 points. Caleb Evers had 4, and Riley Heiser had 2. We had a nice night at the free throw line also. Brian, we was 12-of-15 for the ball game. We was 10-of-13 in the first half. Made them both in the second half. Only went to the line twice. We had 6 turnovers in the first half and 3 in the second half for a total of 9. So a nice job on the rebounding end, too. I had us unofficially for 29-19 over the Blackhawks. And we're joined now here at the table by Coach Melton. And, Coach, nice to get that taste out of our mouth from last night.
Absolutely.
And move on to a victory, buddy. And kids played good, and we got up and down the floor tonight.
Yeah, we wanted a little bit more tempo tonight. I wanted the kids to have fun a little bit more. You know, it sounds weird, but we want to be a little more relaxed a little bit and just let them have a little fun, get some tempo. And you know, I really liked our offensive rebounding effort. I felt like, I don't know if the coaches are right, but they had us for double digits offensive rebounds.
I believe that.
And, you know, I thought Logan Logan home and gave us a nice spark. He was the, I referred to him at halftime as the energy guy that got us just kind of going a little bit.
Well, obviously it was a tight first quarter, and then in the second quarter we've just kind of pulled away and put 26 points up on the board, and Logan was a big part of that in the second quarter.
He was. I challenged him. I told him, is that our standards? You know, what was it, 15 after one or something like that?
16, I think.
Yeah, and I said, guys, that's not our standard. You know, let's get back to hunkering down, and you know, we'll take 16 every quarter. That's what we want, but we got to be a little better defensively.
Yeah. Well, it was a 1-point lead at the end of the first quarter, and then we kind of blew it open a little bit in the second and relaxed a little bit and held on. But Brian and I talked. They've got a couple of nice players in that Fasano kid.
Fasano's nice, and
pretty good moves down underneath. But man, they took some long threes.
They did. Troy Woodbury. I don't know if you remember last year, he was making them out from beyond the volleyball.
Well, Spencey made a comment to us about it, and I actually don't remember that, but man, he's not afraid to shoot them from out there. But
yeah,
you know, the other thing, and like Brian talked, you know, maybe that's something that with that transition, it really helped us. They couldn't get their setup for their defense, and mm-hmm. we found some open shots, and that worked out well for us tonight. So it was nice to get a victory, and boys all played real well.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, when I look at my play card and I looked at the back and I joked with Coach Leverett, and what do you see there, Patchy? Triangle and two.
Yeah.
We were expecting that because they were at our game last
night. That's what Brian said he saw.
So, you know, we were ready this time, or at least, you know, we worked on it best we could, but you can bet your bottom dollar we're going to be working on that. So
good, yeah.
We're going to be prepared.
Well, there's no doubt we're going to see it again, and you know, maybe they just wasn't comfortable throwing it in there tonight, and you know, it gave us some open looks.
Well, the good thing about that is hopefully the games like this will give some other guys confidence. You know, Landon hit a three early. You know, we know Daniel can shoot a little bit. He hit one tonight. You know, Logan gave us good things off the offensive glass with moving. Troy Holman did some good things.
Right.
So, you know, hopefully when you see, you know, some scores and some things like that, you know, that could be a limit on maybe seeing that triangle.
Yeah. It's funny that he says that because confidence was on the board in the pregame. It's just the coaches in us. He sees the same thing. We just need some confidence right now. And this is a little bit of the medicine that we needed.
Yeah, you could tell. It was good timing.
Yeah.
Good timing for sure. So,
guys, I appreciate you.
Well, another nice victory tonight. Be a little more enjoyable bus ride home tonight from Mississauga back to the fort. But, Coach, next
sleep.
Week, who we got next week?
We got at Minster, and we have at Ridgemont.
A Ridgemont trip. What is that, an hour and...
hour and a half from our house.
In a car or a bus?
An hour and a half with me driving. Actually, probably about an hour and 20 with me driving. About 2 hours with a bus. No, as Coach Leverett would say. But hour and a half on GPS from you know, Fort Recovery. So bus is probably about an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, they're having a nice season. I don't know if you guys have peeked at them at all. I think they're 12-3 or 13-3 or something like that. They've got a nice, you know, I think his name's Sheets. They got a real nice player there. And you know, Minster's Minster.
It's
going to be tough to win at Minster. I don't care. Throw the records out.
Well, so. we know that for sure, and we just got to go over there. If we play like this, I think we'll get them.
Well, they're young. So, you know, your record you talk about, you know, that a lot of those losses are obviously early, but, you know, they, I think, play two or three freshmen. I know they start two at one point, you know,
big
play
kid.
Three. Yeah. So, you know, they're learning, kicking some lumps, learning a lot of things, and so they're at the point now they're almost not really freshmen anymore. So,
sophomores.
Yeah. They're playing a lot more experience. I'm sure they're playing with some confidence. I know they beat a very good Crestview team in a Fort Laramie Holiday Tournament, so that's a big win for them. So obviously we know they can play. And, you know, I know just from, you know, listening to some talk around the house that, you know, you got them in their heads that, hey, you can't take anyone for granted.
Right.
And so I know we'll be over there. It's going to be a typical MAC game, and we'll be prepared and ready to go. So.
Absolutely.
I think it's a blessing for, you know, this may sound crazy, but, you know, what happened to us last night, it might be a blessing for us. Somewhat, you know, they could have waited to throw that stuff at us right out the tournament, and we'd not seen it, not been prepared.
Right.
So, you know, that's we're trying to take the positives out of that. And, you know, McClurg at Minster does a nice job. He's going to have them ready. So
well, no
we got to have our focus is Minster, number one. You know, that'll be our focus for the most part, and then we'll work on Ridgemont on Saturday.
Absolutely. Very good, Coach. And
draws Sunday, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, tomorrow is the girls' draw, and next Sunday is the boys.
So how do you think that's going to go right now?
I think they're still doing it Zoom like they were last year, I believe. You know, I mean, Bremen just got that big win. I mean, I don't know how you don't vote for them to be a number one seed based on everything. Spencerville's had a great season, too. So, you know, I don't know if they play the tough. They do play a lot of MAC schools.
Yeah.
And you know, so I don't want to, you know, discount them. But I don't know how you can't respect what New Bremen's doing.
Right.
You know, it's going to be interesting. We'd like to get a top five seed somewhere in there.
Because we have a chance to host them, right?
They went back to Coldwater and St. Mary's.
Okay, they went back to that.
Yep. Yep. I'd like to get back to the live. That was so much fun, you know, and it plays out differently.
Yeah. It's easier when you're sitting behind a screen.
You can hide. Yeah. So I kind of, you know, Coach Levy and I were talking about that. We were kind of hoping to get back to that. But maybe we're a year away. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to screw someone over to their face. It's a little bit easier when you're over a computer, knowing that I don't have to play you anyway.
Right,
and,
right.
Because you go to Coldwater, I'll go to St. Mary's, and I don't have to see you.
That is social media.
It's harder to look them right in the face when that stuff's going
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
You know, I so love how Ohio does it compared to Indiana. Indiana needs to get it together because Ohio's got it figured out.
Yep. Obviously trying to get, the two better teams in the finals. And so, especially now with the super sectional makes it a little bit easier as well.
Hopefully our girls get a good draw tomorrow. And, they can, Holly can, figure out her strategy and which way she wants to go. And
well, they've won 3 out of 4. And
good win for them today.
Yeah, confidence is coming their way. And hey, you never know. You throw the records out and start over.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very good. All right, Coach, thanks for joining us tonight. Patsy, you got anything else? We'll have Spencey probably close things out.
Yep, we'll take a couple breaks here. Yep, a couple breaks, and Neil will be back on to wrap things up for us. So long, Indians get a big win tonight, improving to 12-5, 72-46.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call America Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call America Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at America Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Mississinewa Valley, Indians come away with a nice win tonight. Just want to thank Brian Patch and Dave Kalp for doing our announcing again. So next week, Thursday, the girls will host Minster, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast. That'll be a pretty good rivalry there. Both teams a little down from where they've been, but still some very good talent on both teams, and should be a good battle. That's Thursday. Then boys, on Friday, the boys are at Minster. Again, a WPGW simulcast. And NFHS video will be available, but I'm not sure what audio, if any, they will have with that. Then on Saturday, the girls are going to Tri-Village. And if the Tiger is broadcasting that game. We will simulcast that. Otherwise, we will record the game since we can't get a Wi-Fi signal in the gym. We would record the game and put it in the archives later that day, probably in the evening. Saturday night, the boys are at Ridgemont. You heard Coach Patch and Coach Melton and Dave Kalp talking about that earlier. And that'll be a WPGW simulcast. So those are the games coming up next week. We appreciate you listening. We thank our sponsors for helping us get these games to you. And this game and the girls' game from this afternoon will be in the archives in a little while, probably an hour or so. The girls, we had to record that game. We could not broadcast it again. No signal there. Didn't realize that when we were putting everything together, got there, and their gym is one of those that the way it's built blocks the signal. So we were unable to bring that one live, but the girls come away with a victory there. Two victories today, girls in the early afternoon and guys tonight. So we're appreciate all of you for listening, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department.